feeling stuck, transitioning it into a thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, I want you to think again. What if a new perspective could prove you're already equipped to succeed? How will you communicate your transferable skills when it matters most? Leading projects, interviewing for that project role. In today's episode, I will be your guide to give you the necessary confidence to transition into a role within project management. Let's get into point number one, retail and inventory management. Retail, this is where I started at. I remember, if you mind if I tell you a quick story. I moved down to Texas and fresh out of college, and I was super excited. I was like, yeah, got my degree. I can't wait to take on the world. I'm going to get this role and I'm going to be doing all these things. And then things didn't go that way. And I was frustrated. I was frustrated because I had a certain expectation that I did the work. Now I should be getting, I should be being rewarded by getting into an entry-level type opportunity. So I ended up working in a retail store, and it was the best thing I could have ever done. And those skills alone allowed me to become more equipped as a project manager. See, a lot of times we forget about slow beginnings. I think I just said something. See, family, a lot of times we want to be in a role or a situation so fast, but we don't want to take the necessary steps or the journey for us to get there. So for me, working in retail and inventory management, it allowed me to evolve, understanding customers' expectation. I would have customers come in, and they're looking for a pair of pants. And I'll say, hey, you might need a belt with that or maybe a shirt with that. And that all together was allowing me to develop that customer relationship. It allowed me to break out of my box of being able to talk to people that I don't know and to be able to have that conversation and that dialogue with them. Here's my actionable tip. Apply inventory management methods to project resource planning. Why does this matter? It matters because managing stock level, supply chains, or customer service is similar to project resources and stakeholder needs. It's so true when you're dealing with stakeholders as well as resource constraints or getting resources, you're constantly having to negotiate and work with them to ensure we're all on the same page. Point number two, customer service orientation. Prior experience in client-facing roles develops the ability to manage stakeholder relationships effectively and build lasting professional connection. What do you see a theme that's going on here? The theme is people. See, family, a lot of times we get caught up in the tools and the processes and AI and all of these things. However, it's about people. If we don't put the focus on people, all of this really wouldn't matter. Here's my actionable tip. Treat stakeholders like customers by understanding their needs and proactively addressing concerns before they become an issue. See, we have to understand, we have to set expectations. A lot of times, a lot of frustration comes from the lack of understanding what the expectation is. So this is why I'm saying this is an actionable tip, because we need to establish those expectations. But why does this even matter? See, stakeholder satisfaction is so critical to project success. They can make your project or they can crash your project in a blink of an eye. And you'll look around and say, what happened? You're like, Edie, what do you mean they can crash my project? They won't show up to meetings. They won't respond to your emails. They will send, I call them nasty grams about you. Oh, you're not leading this project effectively. And you're like, but you're not showing up to the meeting so I can get what I need. So it just turns into a cycle of distrust. It turns into a cycle of frustration on both ends. Being able to manage expectation requires a service-oriented mindset, that puts their needs first. Point number three, operational efficiency. See, experience in streamlining workflows and improving operational process translates into optimizing project flows. Here's my actionable tip. Apply lean principles or process mapping to identify inefficiencies and improve project execution. I remember when I first got started in project management, and I was working on a project. There were so many inefficiencies, and I was getting irritated. I was like, one day I just said, we were in a meeting. I said, I've had enough. Why are we doing this? And this is what took me over the top, family, when the person said, that's how we always done it. You don't say that to somebody like ED, because I'm going to push back and say, okay, so we've always done it that way. So that means that's why we keep getting the same results. I've seen this on another project when I was looking at the lessons learned. Why are we, when we make an adjustment, let's just experiment and just let's see what happens or whatnot. And when we make that adjustment and make that pivot, the project actually improved and we actually finished on time, on budget, and within scope. And it was just me asking a simple question of, why are we doing this? And this comes again, this nothing I learned in project management, this came from working different jobs before I got to project management. And then it really helped when I was a project coordinator because I got to watch and learn from project managers like, man, I wouldn't do it that way. Oh, I love the way that project manager done that. Okay, I'm gonna put that in my tool belt and I can leverage it. So why does it matter? Project managers are constantly looking ways to optimize workflow to save time and reduce cost. All right, point number four, administrative and organizational skills. Sometimes we think that just because you are admin, you're a secretary or something, like you couldn't transition into project management. I disagree with you. I think those, some of the admins are some of the best project managers I've ever come across. Or I should say one of the best, because there's another field I want to talk about, but admins, because of the fact of they're constantly on the go. They're constantly having to move schedules around. They're constantly having to negotiate with they work for the CEO or if they work for a manager, whatever, whoever they're reporting to figure out how do I get him in this meeting or get her in that meeting. So with certain things like that. So organization of documents, schedules, resource directly supports project documentation and planning. Here's my actionable tip. Implement document control systems and schedule management tools to maintain project organization. Why does this matter? Strong organizational skills prevent missed deadlines and miscommunication across teams. Point number five, sales and negotiations. Family, if someone were to ask me, they were thinking about getting into project management, first of all, I would probably get excited right away. But second of all, I would say, see if you can work a part-time sales role. Mm-hmm. Why do I say that? See, sales forces you to develop persuasion. It forces you to develop negotiation skills. And these are important in project management because what ends up happening is you're constantly negotiating for resource. You're constantly negotiating for, hey, can I get you on this call? Even though I know you're booked on two other calls, but we need you on this call. How can I persuade them the importance of my call versus the other two calls that are just as important? So it allows you to really develop a mindset of persuasion. And I'm talking about, of course, ethical persuasion, but really it gives you something that most project managers don't have because that it doesn't create a sense of urgency for them. See, my secret sauce, I shouldn't even probably be sharing this, but I'm going to share it anyway because I love you, family, and I really want you to win. If you haven't seen it yet, I really want you to win. My secret sauce is urgency, and I learned urgency through sales and negotiation. The objections, hey, I can't buy today. Why? I'm asking questions, why you can't purchase today? Because I need to wait for my wife or my husband to get here. Okay, can I come back when they're here? Or do they have to make, so you just start asking probing questions to get to the root of the reason why they don't want to buy. And most of the time, they may not just have the money and they won't, but the majority of the time, I'm gonna be honest with you, family, it's not a money issue. It's, they're scared to make an investment in it and because they've gotten burned, or I'll use a better word, they've been disappointed in the end of the product as well as the service. Leveraging sales and negotiations are important. Here's my actionable tip. Leverage negotiation techniques to manage project scope, budget discussion, as well as stakeholder expectation. And again, I want to give you context of why these matter. It matters because project managers must negotiate timelines, budgets, and scope changes with clients as well as teams. Point number six, event planning and coordination. This right here is, I said the admin is one of those that's up there. Event planning and coordination is huge. Why? Managing logistics for event mirrors the task coordination required in leading projects. Here's my actionable tip. You want to use event planning tools like checklists, timelines to structure project phases. So for project managers, we're using Microsoft Project, Asana, or Smartsheets, or ClickUp, all of these different tools to allow us to track and see and understand the certain timeline. Why does this even matter? Because like projects, events have strict deadlines, budgets, and deliverables that must be managed effectively. If you don't manage these effectively, your project can turn left on you so fast that you don't even know what happened. Point number seven, training and development. You're like, why would a project manager need to understand training and development? Facilitating training sessions develops leadership and knowledge sharing skills for guiding teams. Here's my actionable tip. Lead an onboarding session for new team members and provide clear documentation on project process. The reason why this matters is when you're educating and guiding team members, it ensures alignment and clarity throughout the project lifecycle. See, you are the focal point when you are leading projects. Everyone is supposed to and will lean on you for understanding. Why are we doing it this way? They'll come to you and ask you, John won't give me the report and I need the report, but I don't understand the report. Can you set up some training with John and I? And most project managers say, no, once you do it on your own, you know who John is, but you have to step in, because if someone is coming to you like that, and I know what some people are thinking, that's not my role. I'm sorry. You, at the end of the day, our main goal is to get this project done and meet the triple constraints. We know the triple constraints: scope, cost, schedule, and quality. We're accountable and responsible for that. So I would rather just go ahead and set it up and know it's been done and make sure that it happens. Point number eight, team leadership and supervision. Being able to have supervisor roles, it builds experience in managing and leading and resolving team issues. You will have a lot of team conflict on your project. And I've always stated this, if you don't have conflict on your project, you're not, somebody is hiding something for you, from you, that you're going to find out in the end, which is not going to be good. So here's my actionable tip. Establish clear roles and accountability within the project team to enhance performance. Why does this matter? Effective leadership fosters a productive and motivated project team. I got a bonus for you today, family. Human resource management. HR experiences a huge enhance of understanding of team dynamics, conflict resolution, and performance management. Here's my actionable tip. Use employment engagement techniques to improve the team collaboration, which is key in any project, as well as the morale. If we do not have high morale on the team is not going to show up for you when you need them. Here's why it matters. Understanding people management is the key to leading diverse project teams effectively. Here's my three transformational recommendations. Number one, sales and negotiations. Like I said, having the ability to leverage negotiation techniques like managing scope, budget, and stakeholders, most of all, stakeholders' expectations, is going to be key. And why this matters is project managers must negotiate timelines, budgets, and scope in order to accommodate clients as well as teams. Number two, customer service orientation. Having the ability to treat customers extremely well and understanding their needs and being proactive versus reactive. Burger King had the slogan, customers are always right. I'll remix that. Customer has a right to be right, but we must set the expectations to ensure we're aligned on what they're right about. I like that. Why it matters? Stakeholder satisfaction is critical to project success, and managing their expectation requires a service-oriented mindset. Number three, retail and inventory management. I told you, I started, my very first job was in retail. And I actually worked in that, I think it was like 3 to 4 years. And I enjoyed it because it gave me an opportunity to understanding inventory management. It gave me understanding when I was the assistant manager and I had to bring people in as far as, okay, we got 10 people on the schedule today, but we only really need five. Because looking at the numbers month over month, today is not really one of those busy days. So how about instead of bringing all 10 in, I'll bring in five and I'll keep two on standby, meaning that if tell them, hey, I need you to be ready if I give you a call to be able to come into the store within 2 hours. But if not, then if I don't call you by a certain time, then you're good to go. And what I would also do there, family, is I would still call them and let them know, hey, we won't need you to come in today. And why this matters, because being able to manage stock levels, supply chains, and customer service is so familiar and similar to actually handling project resources and stakeholders. family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means Ed. If you have not taken advantage of the two free resources I've provided you, I have eight AI tips for creating project artifacts. I also put out an ebook that I said when I first put it out, you have 30 days to actually pick it up before it actually goes live on Amazon. These are my free gifts to you. I want to continue to over-deliver so that way, if you're looking to get into this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with called project management, there will be no excuses because we want to see you win here. Until next time.